Ted Ayland is back with more Big Mornings on the Big AM 1380.
And it's great having you with us this morning at 8:18. Problems in relationships seem to be about the same things: money, sex, parenting, challenging relatives, and usually the painful unintended patterns underneath those topics that really fuel fights. And in the new book by our next guest, Stop the Fight, this experienced couples therapist uses clever illustrations to show couples the big picture of those patterns and proven strategies to help break the cycle to build a more healthy and more lasting relationship. And she does have plenty of experience when it comes to being somebody who works out differences between people, because she's an executive coach and a clinical psychologist with over 20 years of professional experience as a practicing therapist and a specialist in resolving relational conflict. So let's get to it right now and talk with the author of the book, which is called Stop the Fight, offering solutions for those problems. And she joins us right now on Big Mornings in the Big AM 1380. We welcome to the program Dr. Michelle Brody. Dr. Brody, great to have you with us this morning, ma'am.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Yeah, I think this is something that probably keeps you pretty busy when it comes to the work of relationship conflicts along the way. Because let's face it, when it comes to getting people to get along, be it in the workplace or in a relationship, it's never easy. But when it comes down to say, for example, a marital relationship or a strong relationship of that sort, it's really important to be on the right track, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we all start out, when you get married, you start out with a great deal of love for each other, but there are many ways in which over time we miss each other, and we aren't quite there in the way we need to be, and that can often start fights. And some of the topics that you mentioned are, the hot areas that we often fight about, but at the bottom, it's a lot about, will you respond to me when I need you, and do you care enough about me?
And one thing you mentioned in the introduction that I mentioned that you bring up in the book Stop the Fight has to do with patterns that happen when it comes to, say, for example, let's talk about, say, for example, a money problem that happens in between in a relationship. Because what it is, too, it's not just a pattern between, with the couple itself, but I guess the best way to describe it is everybody brings in their own baggage, and trying to put that baggage together in the same household sometimes can lead to, can lead to clashes along the way. And it's just really coming down to working out the differences between each other's baggage and making it all work together, right?
Well, what's really interesting about fights like a fight about money is that even though we come in with different kinds of baggage, the typical money fight that happens between couples is actually very similar from couple to couple.
Really?
So typically there's one person in the relationship who's feeling nervous about money running out, and the other person in the relationship may be feeling like they just want a little more room to be able to spend and be comfortable having that freedom. And if you think about it, both of those sides of it are important. You wouldn't want to be so over-controlled that you wouldn't have any fun and a chance to spend, in a way that feels good. But you also don't want to spend in a way that's too much. So a lot of times when a couple gets into a fight like that, what they're doing is they're arguing those two values against each other. One person's saying, no, it's really important to save. And the other person's saying, no, it's really important to have some freedom here. And if you want to solve a fight like that, because that's the pattern that it usually lands out into, you really have to look at the entire cycle that happens, both sides of the fight, very clearly, to see that, in fact, both parties need both values. And when you start to hold both values together, you can actually come up with solutions that solve the fight.
So it's less baggage and more differences. That was what we're talking about here. Because I can understand what's going on here, because it's kind of like that situation in my marriage, because I'm somebody who likes to, who doesn't like to spend an awful lot of money, make sure that we've got plenty on reserve in case something happens. My wife looks at the bigger picture when it comes to a lot of different things, not just spending money, but also investing money and all of that. And so it's really a situation of, I guess, just working things out by, and that's one of the things that you spell out in this book, that this is something that happens with so many different couples, that really this is
so many.
It's really a situation where you have a template there on working things out when it comes to these different areas we're talking about: money, parenting, even sex at this point, too, right?
That's the thing that's kind of remarkable. If you work as a couple therapist for long enough and you live in a relationship yourself and you talk to friends who are in relationships, what you see is we're all in the exact same fight.
Mm-hmm.
And so the template that I created for each of these fights in the book is really, it's based on what we all get into, but it gives you a key to, well, this is what we all get into, and here's the path to getting out of it. Because those differences come up, and you can have differences, but when they lead to, you know, kind of character assassination, when people are calling each other, you know, you don't know what you're doing about with money, and you're just, you're tightwad. And once it gets to the level of really criticizing each other about how we see the problem of money, then it goes into a whole other level. And I cover that in my book. Certainly, if it doesn't get to that level, it's a whole lot easier to solve it. But it's when those feelings engage and you're starting to feel judged by your partner or criticized by your partner that it really can wind up into a fight.
So it's also a case you provide the template, but you also provide ground rules then, too, because let's just face it, you know, name-calling is not going to do anybody in any situation when people are trying to work out a grievance. It's not going to do anybody any good. So really, you know, you have to have, you know, what you offer in the book, a model of how to work things out, and also, you know, these rules here, because the thing is, I'm not going to be around to be the referee here. This is something you guys are going to be working on your own. So you provide that help as well.
Well, so the interesting thing about ground rules is that if only one side is making the rules, like, okay, now you're going to have an allowance and that's all you're going to be able to spend, or the other person saying, okay, you know, you're going to have to follow by my rules about how much freedom I get to have, it doesn't work. What works is when you understand why the other party is trying to make those rules, what they're feeling underneath, what that frustration and the desperation is, that they're saying, please help me with this.
Mm-hmm.
And so going beyond even the rules certainly help, but going beyond the rules is to understand, why is my partner feeling so threatened about money in this way or any topic? Why are they feeling so threatened? What can I do to help them with the tension or the anxiety or the sadness that they feel about this particular topic? That's what's causing their name calling, right? So the name calling happens, you know, good people engage in that, right? Why do good people engage in name calling? You'd say, like, well, you know, that's not playing by the rules. Well, the reason we all find ourselves sometimes doing those bad behaviors in a couple is because we're getting defensive.
Right.
And we're getting defensive because we're feeling hurt. We're feeling threatened. We're feeling like our partner's doing something. So if you start to understand that really, even those bad behaviors are part of this cycle of interaction where someone feels something awful, they react. Their reaction, while it might feel justified, triggers the other person. And then that person, while their reaction might feel justified, triggers right back. And once you start to see those cycles, and that's what I draw out in the book for each of these fights, for like the difficult relatives fight or for the money fight or for the sex fight, you know, what are the typical cycles that happen, the ways in which we all get defensive, because that's what helps you stop being so defensive, which is the cause of the fight.
Right. We're talking with Dr. Michelle Brody. She's an experienced couples therapist. She wrote the book Stop the Fight. And that's what we're talking about right now, stopping the fight on Big Mornings on the Big AM 1380. Yeah, and I think another reason that there's name-calling going on, you mentioned about defensiveness, but also not having a good response to a point that somebody brings up. And it doesn't necessarily have to be argumentative either, because what we're talking about here is different people communicate in different ways. And really, you just, just basically sitting down, communicating. And I know a lot of people don't like the idea of working on things, but really it's just sitting down and working on communicating better to get a better understanding and working things out with these problems you bring.
That's right. You know, I often say that people know that the way you stop a fight is to sit down and talk to your partner about it, but the one thing a lot of us don't know what to do beyond the sitting down part is what the heck do we talk about once we're sitting, right? What's the most constructive way to talk about it? And you know, typically, what you highlighted right there, when you don't get a good response, that's what's so frustrating. So when you sit down and talk about it, what you're trying to do is really respond to what your partner is feeling underneath the fight. So when, you know, if you sit down and you say, I'm really worried about this credit card bill, and the other person responds with, well, you know, I had to spend all that because I just had to, it misses the point. Because that's defensive. If instead you can respond with, tell me what your worry is, and we'll make a plan. But similarly, you know, when you raise something like that, it's helpful to really understand the other person's perspective before you even sit down to talk about it.
Right.
Or to start to be interested in the other person's perspective. Because typically in a fight, we don't care about the other person's perspective. We just want to get our side solved.
That's true. That happens.
So that's the real change that needs to happen.
Indeed. Dr. Michelle Brody, that book again, Stop the Fight, is an illustrated guide for couples. She talks about it with us right now on Big Mornings on Big AM 1380. And Dr. Brody, if people want to find out more about the book, where would you send them, ma'am?
So my website is stopthefight.com. And it's available for sale in all bookstores and online.
Okay, sounds great. Dr. Michelle Brody, you're just helping us to better understand each other. That's good news. We all need help with that. And we appreciate your time, too. Have yourself a great day, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Ed.
It's our pleasure. It's 8:29 going on 8:30 on the Big AM 1380.